The Migrant Protection Protocols, also known as Remain in Mexico, has so far forced more than 57,000 migrants to wait in Mexico while their immigration cases wind through immigration court. Last week at a congressional hearing on the policy, Laura Peña, an attorney for the Texas Civil Rights Project, told lawmakers Remain in Mexico is a violation of U.S. law and puts the Central American asylum seekers in danger.
The asylum seekers are being returned to dangerous cities where organizations have documented hundreds of incidents of kidnappings and violence.
Congressman Mike Rogers, the Republican ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee, defended Remain in Mexico.
And I wholeheartedly support the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's an essential policy and it is in no way inhumane. MPP discourages non-meritorious or false asylum claims and actually helps decrease the wait time for immigrant court hearings.
A recent analysis by Human Rights First found 340 publicly reported instances of kidnapping, rape, torture, and other types of violence against migrants returned to Mexico under MPP. How is Remain in Mexico actually working? Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies went to Nuevo Laredo to find out more.
I'm at a nondescript house in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. To get inside, there's an iron gate to unlock and a curtain in front of a big wooden door. Once inside, I find this small house is crammed full with people. Central American refugees, mostly mothers and their children, many are sitting on the floor of a hallway.
We're renting the house for them to stay here.
Ruth Ortiz is my guide. She is the daughter of Pastor Lorenzo Ortiz, who is providing food, clothing, and shelter for the asylum seekers waiting in Mexico.
This has been open since August. So this place is needed, we will continue to help.
About 100 people are in this shelter. Every space is taken up. The little concrete back patio is filled with cots and clotheslines for an extra sleeping area. On this day, Pastor Ortiz was called to Monterey, where he runs another refugee house. But I spoke to him on the phone as he drives back to Nuevo Laredo.
I got 6 people coming with me from Monterey. They're coming to the hearings tomorrow. And then I got to go straight to the bridge and pick up the ones that are there already. There's about 80 people already waiting.
The immigration court hearings are held in a white circus tent next to the International Bridge in Laredo, Texas. The asylum seekers line up at 4 in the morning. They're allowed to cross for a video link hearing with an immigration judge, and then they're sent right back to Nuevo Laredo. This is the system that came about last June called Remain in Mexico. This has dramatically decreased the number of asylum seekers allowed into the U.S., but it puts the asylum seekers in danger. In Matamoros, a refugee camp was set up, but Nuevo Laredo is so dangerous that authorities wouldn't allow a camp.
In Nuevo Laredo, people are really in hiding rather than out in the open.
Sister Denise LaRocque has been bringing supplies from San Antonio for the refugees.
In Matamoros, they're out in the open, but they're very close to the port of entry. Whereas here, they're really in hiding.
They're hiding from the cartels. According to a 2018 State Department report, there are no safe areas in border cities like Matamoros and Nuevo Laredo due to gunfights, grenade attacks, and kidnappings. The State Department has labeled this region a level 4 threat risk. That's the same category as Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. The cartels prey on the Central American refugees by kidnapping them and torturing them until their relatives pay a ransom.
So there was one time that the bad guys came.
Nos tiraron todos al piso, la gente corrió para acá atrás.
Santiago, the shelter's manager, said gunmen busted in and ordered everyone on the ground. They wanted to know who was running this operation, and when they learned it was a Christian group helping migrants and not a rival cartel, they left. But Santiago says everyone is afraid that the cartels will return. At the shelter, one woman from Guatemala who didn't want to give her name explained how she had been kidnapped in Mexico.
And they just got me into a vehicle and they just placed a jacket on my face.
For 8 days, along with other migrants, she was tied up with tape over her mouth. She managed to get free, climb out of a window, and find her way to this shelter. And she has a message for President Donald Trump. She says Mexico is a very dangerous place, and she hopes he hears about what's happening and it touches his heart.
The United States has created this crisis at the Mexican border.
Sister Denise LaRocque says it's the policies under Trump that created Remain in Mexico.
Putting families in the hands of corrupt officials, gang members, cartels.
And for these people, that means remain in danger. In Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, David Martin Davies reporting.